This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, Virginia's largest selection of American and locally made bongs and glass pipes. Visit papajoesvb.com, Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
Except the person that finished that. Thank you.
It wasn't me. Yeah.
Let's make a new one of those.
Yes, let's fix that.
Let's add the Y this time.
If we could.
Yes.
I would love that.
Where everyone smokes.
I'm just going to stop there.
Just stop it, everyone. But back to the script. Thank you, Kira O'Brien, and welcome to the news you missed. We start this morning in space. Yes, space. On Tuesday, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos successfully rode his phallically inspired rocket into space and returned to Earth. During his 10-minute ride, Bezos reportedly made $1.5 million. That's how much he makes every 10 minutes. Which, by the way, is about to increase because yesterday, Bezos said that sales for commercial space flights are approaching $100 million already.
Oh, my gosh.
However, if you do the math, remember the kid's dad paid $28 million. That really means there's only about four more people.
Think about that.
Right? By the way, after landing, Bezos reportedly sent himself a picture of the capsule resting on the ground in Texas and an email that read, "How was your delivery?" Thumb up, thumb down. Many people compared Bezos' Blue Origin rocket to a penis, a comparison that Elon Musk could not let go by. Did you guys do the story yesterday?
Yeah.
After seeing a line of Blue Origin-themed sex toys on Twitter, including the Blue Orgasm and the Galactic, Musk simply tweeted out the word, "Nice." To which Bezos responded, "Hey, at least my self-driving vehicle didn't spontaneously burst into flames."
Oh.
Just saying.
Hey.
In international news, although they say they did nothing wrong, China is opposing a new investigation of a possible lab leak of COVID-19. Quote, "The investigation is over. Can we please just stop now?" said an impassioned Bill Cosby. From Florida, a naked woman with a history of drug offenses was arrested for swimming in her neighbor's pool on Wednesday. According to the arrest report, the naked woman told arresting officers to leave her alone. Now, in a previous arrest, she claimed that the drugs that were found in her car belonged to someone named Crackhead Chris. According to authorities, this is the most normal thing that has happened in Florida all year.
Yeah, right.
Getting back to normal now.
Yes.
Very nice. Finally. And finally this morning, a man in Alaska was rescued by the Coast Guard after a grizzly bear ripped the door off of his cabin and terrorized him continuously for three solid days and nights until he was down to his last two bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
The Coast Guard says this is far from their first bear rescue. Apparently, they saved a guy in 2019 who was being terrorized by a bear that kept inviting him to the Cher musical. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so does this guy. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.